let me tell you. I know a lot of women want to date doctors, but some of them assholes are evil. Let me tell you about a doctor who poisoned his girlfriend because she was pregnant and he wanted to get rid of the problem. Yes, Forensic Files, Season 7, Episode 10. And this was based in my hometown of Heber Heights, Ohio. A Bitter Pill to Swallow is the episode name. So, Maynard Munsing II met Michelle Baker, a firefighter and a paramedic. And within a month, he moved into her house. Red flag. If you meet a doctor, or anybody, especially a doctor, who's supposed to have his own money, his own things, if he moves into your house within a month after meeting him, there's a problem. There's a huge red flag. Michelle Baker and Maynard were the same age, 33, and they were both divorced. So Maynard had two children from a previous marriage, and after they moved in together, she became pregnant shortly after. He mentioned that he wanted to marry her. They were going to have a quick wedding. He said he wanted to marry her on a beach in a warm, sunny climate. So he flew her to Florida. But during their trip, he changed his mind on being married. Check this out for the reason he changed his mind. He said he wanted to postpone the marriage so his family could attend. Now, that's a second red flag, because if you wanted your family to attend, you would not have mentioned going to Florida, get married on the beach, and actually taking her to Florida. So that was a stall tactic right there, and to keep her interested. Of course, Michelle felt devastated, but agreed. Later that night, they had dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe in Florida. When they left, Michelle started to have severe cramps and light bleeding. The doctor told her to lay down and told her she would be fine. It's just a point of being pregnant. She believed in him, you know, by being a doctor and all. And she really didn't have any red flags besides him moving in and taking her to Florida and changing his mind about the wedding. So when they returned, he purchased a $320,000 house for her and him to raise their family. During the time, Michelle had cramps and light bleeding along the way. And it was slowly increasing, her bleeding and light cramps. So she went to see her doctor. Her doctor couldn't figure out what was wrong, nor could her fiancé, in quotes. So she decided to do some investigating herself. So her friend mentioned to her don't you think it's odd that you always get sick after being with Maynard? Michelle didn't want to believe it, but she took it into consideration, and she came up with a plan to see if he was actually trying to make her sick. In the meantime, Maynard said he went on a business trip, and Michelle stayed home. During her time in the house, one of her regular days, she heard on the radio a dedication. You know, you know how those dedications are. If you want to dedicate a song to a person, call in and dedicate it. They'll say the name of the person dedicating the song, and they'll say who it was dedicated to. So she heard Maynard dedicating the song to his ex, Tammy Irwin. She got suspicious. So she had a friend drive her to Tammy's house, and lo and behold, he was there. His car was there. And she confronted him. But Tammy's found out, his ex-girlfriend found out, Maynard told her he was living with a friend. Not a girlfriend, with a friend. So Michelle threw him out that night, out of her home. A few days later, you know, he was begging, you know, that usual begging. I'm sorry, I'll do better, I'm a better man. And all that crap they really stand with sometimes. He did that, and a few days later, he invited her to a picnic. He invited her to a picnic. So, during the picnic, she became very ill, vomiting and diarrheaing. She became very ill with vomit and diarrhea. And she started bleeding. After 40 minutes of this, it finally stopped. A few days later, she got sick again. That's when her sister brought up, don't you think it's odd that every time you leave him, you get sick? So Tammy decided to set up a hidden camera in her house, behind some plants in her kitchen. So she invited him over for a barbecue. While she went out to put some meat on the grill, she asked him to fix her a drink. Lo and behold, she viewed the camera, and she saw him putting some white powder in her drink. Yes. So she took the drink in another room, poured it in a different container, hid the container with the evidence in it, and went back to the kitchen with, I guess, part of her drink or something. She told the police, and she gave the police the evidence. But the police wanted more evidence because, you know, the jury could have said she did that to herself. I mean, she did it to herself to set him up because she was mad because he was, you know, dating his ex-girlfriend again. So the police asked her to invite him over again. This time, they set up hidden cameras in her house. In her kitchen. So during the gathering. Oh, I forgot this part. During the time Tammy discovered that Maynard was putting poison in her drink, his ex-girlfriend kept calling Michelle's house, asking the speak to Maynard. And then Maynard asked Michelle, do you know why Tammy's so upset? Michelle said, no, tell me why. He said, because they were married. They were married the prior weekend. He said, she's my wife. After he was promising to marry Michelle, get a house with the so the family can grow up in it and they can raise their kids. And after he took her to Florida and canceled the wedding while they were in Florida. That's crazy. Anyway, so the police set up a camera. Tammy invited Maynard over to her house again. The police stayed in the garage and viewed the video in real time. So he made her a drink, and the police saw him put something in her drink. They came out right away and arrested him. And during the investigation, the interrogation, they asked, why did you do that? He said he wanted to get rid of the problem. Wow. We don't know whether the problem with the baby, Michelle, or both. So they charged him with attempted murder of the baby. They couldn't charge him with anything further because they didn't find any drugs in the placenta or something. Something crazy like that. Even though they had video and they had the evidence of the poison. So, unfortunately, Michelle gave birth at 28 weeks to a stillborn girl a week before the trial. The medical examination said it was undetermined how the baby died. And he got off easy. His wife pled guilty to filling the prescription, and she was put on probation. The doctor lost his license, got 5 years of jail time, and he cannot practice medicine in the U.S. again. So he can go to Mexico and practice. Isn't that a crazy story? Isn't that a crazy story? Whew. I'm telling you, do not ignore these red flags. I'm telling you, when a man wants to move in with you quickly, he's got a hidden agenda. But I can't understand why he did that to her. Maybe he thought he was over his ex and she came back in the picture. His ex seemed kind of crazy. Why would you go along with attempted murder of the baby and possibly the mother just to be with a man? She's twisted too. I believe she still lives in Huber Heights. I'm not sure where he lives. But his name is Maynard Munsing, Munsing, the second. And the sick wife, her name was Tammy something. But if you look up Maynard Munsing the second, you can see the whole story. Child, I'm telling you, don't ignore red flags. I know it's skimpy on the men we can choose, but don't be that interested or desperate
to end up with anybody and ignore the red flags. Until next time.